Hey everyone. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of positivity and practical tips for navigating motherhood and life in general. I'm Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, sometimes even with all our planning and good intentions, procrastination can sneak up on us like a ninja. We've all been there, right? Staring at a to-do list that feels longer than a CVS receipt, promising ourselves we'll tackle it later and then, well, later turns into never. But guess what? Overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming some super efficient robot. It's about finding strategies that actually work for you, the real you, with all your quirks and tendencies. And trust me, I've been there, done that, procrastinated on that. But over time, I've learned a few tricks that have seriously leveled up my productivity game. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the procrastination habit for good. Number 1. Break it down, baby. Ever feel like those big tasks are just staring you down, whispering menacingly, "You'll never finish me"? Yeah, I get it. That's where the power of breaking things down comes in. Instead of seeing that mountain of laundry or that looming project report as one giant, overwhelming beast, divide it into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest in a single bound, right? You'd break it up into stages, conquer each summit along the way, and eventually reach the peak. Same goes for those daunting tasks, tackle them one step at a time. Number 2. The Pomodoro Technique is your new best friend. This one's a game changer. Set a timer for 25 minutes of focused work, followed by a 5-minute break. Repeat the cycle 4 times, then take a longer break of 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It's all about working in bursts of intense focus, then giving your brain a chance to recharge. Trust me, those short breaks can actually boost your productivity and prevent burnout. Number 3. Create a dedicated workspace even if it's just a corner of your kitchen table. Having a designated area for work helps signal to your brain that it's time to focus. It also minimizes distractions and helps you get into the right mindset. Think about it like this. Would you try to have a serious conversation in a bustling coffee shop? Probably not. Create a space that feels calm, organized, and conducive to deep thinking. Number 4. Reward yourself because you deserve it. Positive reinforcement is a powerful motivator. When you complete a task or reach a milestone, celebrate your success. Whether it's treating yourself to a piece of chocolate, taking a walk in the fresh air, or just enjoying a few minutes of golf free scrolling on social media, give yourself something to look forward to. Number 5. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Seriously, we're all human and sometimes we need a little support. If you're struggling with procrastination, talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even a coach. Sharing your challenges can make them feel less overwhelming and provide valuable insights and encouragement. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this huge project due next week. You've been putting it off because it feels so daunting. The stress is building, and every time you think about it, you just want to hide under the covers with a good but guilty as charged. Now, let's say you use those tips we just talked about. Break down that project into smaller tasks, set up a timer for 25-minute work sprints, create a dedicated workspace, and reward yourself after each milestone. Suddenly, that overwhelming mountain of work feels more manageable, right? You're tackling it step by step, feeling a sense of accomplishment with each completed task. And the best part? You're actually enjoying the process. Procrastination has been replaced by progress, and you're feeling empowered to crush it. So remember, friends, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep experimenting with different strategies until you find what works best for you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for tackling those procrastination monsters? Share your tips in the comments below. Let's help each other out. And don't forget to subscribe to Mom Mindset so you never miss an episode of Positivity and Practical Wisdom. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.